So, Elijah, how many hours are you practicing samadhi, homeschooling? How many hours? I don't understand the word.
So like I did my math for like 1 hour yesterday. I practiced before like the juice.
And then played?
No, I know. I didn't bring my games or anything.
You didn't bring your games, but you have your phone, no?
No, I don't have a phone.
He doesn't have a phone, good.
but I want to ask you a question that I thought of yesterday.
Yeah, but speak up a little bit. Okay.
If a monk breaks his vows about talking about supernatural attainments, how do we know if an arahant is an arahant?
How do we know that an arahant is an arahant? Why do we need to know? I mean, if he attains to arahantship, he can talk about it. That is not against, that's not against the precept. But if he has not attained to arahantship and says he has attained to arahantship, that's breaking the Vinaya. Breaking the wrong, But why should he talk, I mean, if it is necessary, he might say something, but why should he? I mean, does everyone who is a billionaire or millionaire says, I am a millionaire, look at me? No, see? But you see from his behavior, or you see from the way he behaves, that he is something, that is... more precious than other people, and that's why what you see with the Arya Pukala, with the noble ones, you see them that they are more special than other people. And when you met Lungta Mahabua, you knew, he was very, very special. I mean, I have never ever met any person like this. He was not there. Mm. Even though, his body was present, he was not there. Mm-hmm. Unless, he talked. Then he was fully present. Otherwise he wasn't there. Not like these other big teachers, where you see their presence, everywhere. An arahant doesn't have any ego anymore. No. I mean, that's what causes all the problems within us. I want this. I don't want. That's what causes the problem. And the arahant doesn't have. But you have to, even the Lord Buddha said, you have to live, next to a person, 12 years before you know what this person is like.
12 years before you.
Yeah, I mean, you live together with a person 12 years before you really can judge him. I had the fortune to live with Lungta Mahabua 15 years.
Very lucky.
Yeah, I lived with him for 15 years.
As a student of.
That's cool. Yes, was very tough. Very tough training. Not like the other one.
And was he still doing Bindabat before he passed?
When did he stop? Just the last. Last few years, when his health really deteriorated. I mean, when I came, he was still doing the small round, in front of the monastery. And Probably maybe for another 10 years, just the last 6 years, you know, where his health, you know, constantly failed. You know, and he didn't do it anymore.
Going back to Musavata, Viramani, Sikapatang,
what?
The fourth precept, can a Sotapanna say they were a Sotapanna or an Adagami?
Yeah, they can. If they are really, then they can.
So it's not considered lying or boasting?
No. No, no. Boasting is something, you know, you say something that is not true. Yeah? Mm. Yeah? But the problem is always, why should you say? Yeah? Mm-hmm. What kind of purpose does it have, yeah, right, for the other people? Huh? What do you want to achieve with what you say? Yeah? Huh? It's the same thing, you know. He tells his friend, you know, I have, you know, grade A in math, yeah? 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 What is the purpose, yeah? You want to feel better than the other people, mm-hmm. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And that's why you shouldn't say that, yeah? Yeah? But if there's a purpose, you know, if somebody, you know, if somebody is a bad math student, you know, and you're good, you know, and then you can say, I know a little bit more, you know, I can help you, you know? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
And that is the same thing, you know, but, in the Sotapanna, he can help a worldling, yeah, with his problem, yeah. And Sakadagami can help a Sotapanna with his problem, yeah. Anagami can help a Sakadagami with his problem. Arahant can help, you know, Ananagami with his problem. And only the Lord Buddha can help the Arahant with the problem.
Hmm.
Ah. Hmm. So, I mean, just in these cases, yeah. That's why I'm normally, you know, very careful, you know, if people say, oh, I'm a Sotapanna, I'm this or I'm that, yeah. I'm happy for you, but, you know, I mean, it's just in your dreams, yeah. Huh? Mm. I mean, why should somebody say that, huh?
Who would understand
either that? Either you understand, either you respect what this person is saying, yeah, and you see that there's some truth to it, then he doesn't have to say, yeah, I'm this or that. Yeah? I mean, if he has to convince you, you know, I'm a doctor, you know. Huh?
Yeah, you don't have to.
I mean, either he knows his, you know, either he knows his subject, he can heal you, you know. Huh? That's enough. He doesn't have to say he's a doctor, yeah.
It's just a title.
But, yeah, it's just a title. But we rely so much on titles in the West, yeah. Huh? Oh, he's this, you know, he's a teacher, yeah. But he might not be being able to teach you, yeah? He has no skills in teaching, yeah? But another person, you know, he's not a teacher, but he can teach you, yeah? He's a real teacher, yeah? And that's the same thing, you know, in the Buddha Sasana, in the Buddhist religion, yeah? I mean, if they can help you, as long as they can help you, listen to them and do whatever they say, yeah? And if you see, you know, they can't help you anymore, then go and look for another teacher. Yeah? Yeah?
No.
what did the Lord Buddha say about teacher? You know? Huh? If you have a teacher that constantly comforts you and you live in, you know, you live a happy, fruitful life, but your practice does not progress, you know, then leave him. Even though it is comfortable, you know, he's very kind, very compassionate, you know, leave him. Yeah?
Mm.
And then if you have a teacher, you know, that kicks you out after 3 months, yeah? I mean, crawl back, you know, and ask for forgiveness, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Mm. Because that's a teacher where you can learn something. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So,
he doesn't kick you out without a reason, yeah? Yeah.
So if you have a teacher that makes you comfortable for a long time.
And your practice, yeah? The important thing is your practice, doesn't it?
But it's a teaching thing.
Yeah.
You do that.
Yeah.
But when you get a teacher that doesn't make you comfortable, makes you sometimes hurt.
Yeah. It will hurt a lot, you know? I mean,
that's the kind of teacher.
Yeah, that's a teacher that you want, yeah? Because you can learn from him, yeah?
Mm.
Yeah? He's teaching you the right things to overcome your ego, yeah?
Mm.
Because that is what hurts, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh? If somebody, you know, puts you down or puts you on your place and say, you know, you should do it like this, or this is not the right way, you should do it like this, yeah? This hurts, right. Yeah? Because we're all brought up in the West, you know, to think we are the greatest, you know, yeah? And everyone around us, you know, I mean, it's just, yeah, the scum of the earth, yeah?
That is what the school now, so we pull him out, because in school now, at least in Canada, they pass everybody to the next level, even if the children doesn't even know how to write yet. It's like, yeah. Okay, you're in this level now, because... Yeah, yeah. We don't want you to get left behind.
So you end up learning nothing, and you have 90% that are combobulated.
But that's actually what the state wants.
Yes. Yeah? Yes. Yeah.
That's a yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, there was a saying, you all know Martin Luther, yeah?
Martin Luther,
Protestant. Yeah?
German nah, Protestant, nah, yes. Nah. Oh.
Yeah. Mm. He said, the state... You keep the people poor, and I will keep the people stupid. So you can rule them very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing.
Yes.
It's hard to rule someone with critical thinking.
Oh, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if you think for yourself, yeah, you're not allowed to think for yourself, yeah?
Yeah.
Because then you can ask, you know, what are they doing? Why are they doing? And what is the reason behind it? Yeah. Oh, you know, in murder investigation, cui bono? Who benefits from what they are doing? Yeah. And we just need to ask, you know, we just look. Yeah. We need to look at the pandemic. Who benefited from it? Yeah. So I mean, who is behind? Who was behind it? Yeah. Then we know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah? And with all this, yeah. But the state doesn't want it anymore, yeah? I mean, it used to be in the 70s, and in the 70s we learned, you know, the teachers taught us how to critically think, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How to derive to our own conclusions, yeah? I mean, if you wrote down on your paper, you know, just what the teacher said, you got a fail, yeah?
Yeah.
But if you, you know, if you use the same method that he did, you know, and arrive to the same conclusion, then you pass with an A. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
Now everybody has a PhD.
Yeah, now everybody has a PhD because it just looks up at his smartphone, you know, what is the right answer, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it's not only in Canada. Yeah?
No, it's the world.
Mm-hmm. In the Western world.
In the Western world.
Yeah.
It's not in China.
No?
No. I mean, in China, people are trained to be smart, yeah? I mean, look at the Chinese, you know, look at the Chinese enterprises. I mean, they surpass everything, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the U.S. doesn't even have 5G networks, you know, they already implemented 6G and working on the 7G network, yeah?
Mm.
Huh?
Microwave technology.
No, it's not microwave. Yeah, well, yes. I mean, it all fries your brain. You have your phone there and it fries.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
But you don't need it. Yeah, I mean, people don't need anymore. You know, why do they need a brain? They have their phones. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all that's smart about people.
Yeah,
their phones.
God, yeah. They're as smart as their phones. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so but practice, you know, every day, yeah, meditation,
Try to.
He tries to follow the Buddha. First learn the Dhamma, then practice the Dhamma.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I think he can practice, you know, he can sit in meditation, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get the mind completely calm, you know, that helps him, you know, with understanding the Dhamma as well, yeah. And it helps him, you know, with concentrating on his, yeah, other school activities, mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh? He reads something, you know, I mean, and then the mind goes out, you know, I mean, that's not good, yeah? And you read the one page, you know, 5 times, 6 times before you even understand it. Yeah? If you can concentrate, you read the page one time, you understand it. Huh?
What do you advise Ajahn, to keep the mind concentrated.
Yeah, I mean, use Buddha or use the breath, yeah? Mm-hmm. I mean, when he thinks a lot, use the Buddha, yeah? So to completely calm the mind down. Yeah? I mean, if he likes to do the breath, anapanasati, then use the breath, yeah? But that is more difficult, yeah?
It was up to 2 hours, all of us.
Yeah, but it reclined, because, I mean, you hit a barrier, yeah?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah? And when you hit the barrier, you know, I mean, what's the purpose? What's the purpose, yeah? I mean, who's asking this question? The kilesas.
Yes, it's like...
What is the purpose of the practicing, yeah? Huh? That's the kilesas asking the question, yeah? Huh? It doesn't make any sense. That's the kilesas answering the questions, yeah? I don't get anywhere. That's the kilesas, you know, commenting on your practice, yeah? Yesterday was better, I mean today it's so difficult. That's Kilesa's telling you what is going on in your life.
Wants it all to be easy.
It won't go easy. Yeah? But yeah, if you do one step forward, you know you don't do 2 steps backward, yeah? Okay? ยอมน้ำจะแปลให้ฟังหน่อยนะน้าครูนวลอยู่ไหน
ยอมแปลไม่ได้ยกขาเพราะยอมได้ยินไม่ชัดยกข
าฟังไม่ชัดนะนะมันยอมสุรพิษก็แปลได้นะ
ไม่ช
ั
ดเลย
จ
ัง
ครับ
ไม่ได้ย
ิน โอเคครับพ่อยะถาวริวหาปุระภริปุเรนติสักการังเอวเมวะอิโตทินังเปตนังอุปกปติอิจิตังปฏิตังทุมหังกิปเมวะสมิจโตสะเบปุเรนตุสังกปาจันโทปนาระโสยะถามานิโชติระโสยะถาสัพพิทโยวิวัจจันตุสัพพะโรโกวินาสตุมาเตภวัตวันตรายโยสุขิติกายุโกภวะอภิวาทนสีลิสนิจังวุฒาปัจจัยโนสัทธาโรธัมมาวัฏฐันติอายุวโนสุขังพลังภวัตตุสัพพมังคลังอาคันตุสาปเดวัฏฐาสัพพพุทธานุภาเวนะสัทธาสอติภวันตุเตภวันตุสาปมังคลังอาคันตุสาปเดวัฏฐาสัพพธัมมานุภาเวนะสัทธาสอติภวันตุเตภวันตุสาปมังคลังอาคันตุสาปเดวัฏฐาสัพพสังฆานุภาเวนะสัทธาสอติภาวันโทเท To curb in the mind is not that easy, yeah? Huh? It can happen, yeah? If we are determined, yeah? Huh? What?The determination not to let the mind slip out, yeah? Or if it slips out, to instantly return it, yeah? And that's where we have difficulties, because it doesn't want to come back, yeah? What? Yeah, but that is our desire that, you know, ruins everything, yeah? Huh?I mean, the important thing, you know, and I talk so often about it, is observing, yeah? Learning to observe, yeah? Just like, you know, I mean, we are in the forest, yeah? We learn to observe how animals behave. We cannot change them, yeah? But we understand, you know, with each, you know, each move, how they move, yeah? With each observance, you know, when we observe them, how they move, what they do, you know? We know that, yeah? We don't have to ask, yeah?We see it, yeah? And that's the same thing when we observe the breath. We see the breath, yeah? Or we know the breath, huh? Huh? or then know the Buddha. Yeah? But we try to strangle it, we try to make it, you know, in accordance to our views and opinions, yeah, that we have, how the breath should be, how the Buddha should be. No. It's how is it? Yeah? Not how should it be, how is it? And that's so difficult, yeah? Because we never trained that way in our whole life. Yeah?
My question is to do with, you know, practicing. Sometimes I feel like I'm tired of the following shapes, even though I'm still conscious of the point.
Yeah.
But I feel like my eyes are following the breath. And
your eyes are following the breath, huh?
Is that what it is?
I don't know, but you know, it can happen, yeah. The most important thing in practice is not to be interested in what is happening around. So there will be lots of distractions, yeah. And the kalesas are producing all these distractions. Sometimes, you know, you feel like sitting crooked, but you actually don't sit crooked, yeah. Don't pay any attention to it. Just pay attention to, you know, how is the breath at the tip of the nose, around the tip of the nose. When the breath becomes very detailed, yeah, then you will see, yeah, the concentration and the knowingness split up. Yeah, the knowingness goes into the heart, the concentration still stays here. Yeah, and then the amazing thing that is happening that you hardly could feel the breath anymore before, but the knowing becomes so strong, yeah? So that the knowingness of the breath going in and the breath going out, and also not only the breath around the tip of the nose, but the whole breath body, you know, becomes more and more predominant and much clearer than first, than in the beginning when we started, you know, I mean, observing the feeling of the breath going in. So, I mean, you always return, you know, just say, tell yourself not interested, yeah? And then these things, these distractions will disappear, yeah? But if you, of course, the moment you're interested in any of the distractions, yeah? Be it the sound, you know, being sometimes predominant, yeah? I mean, of course, wherever you put your concentration, yeah? That's what you see or what you hear, what you feel, yeah?
Playing around with sometimes being a person, watching the person watch the breath. Is that worse?
No. I mean, that's too complicated, yeah. And it doesn't really serve the purpose, yeah. Know the breath, yeah. And when the mind gets calm, yeah, the important thing is to know the breath. Yeah? Know when the breath starts, in-breath starts, when it is at its height, when it is slowed down, when it changes from in-breath to out-breath, yeah? Then the out-breath starts. Yeah? Know that the out-breath is long or short or whatever it is. Know that the breath is, you know, very detailed or very rough. Yeah? This knowingness is a difficult thing to develop, but we have to develop it because it is the sati that we have. The sati, inner, is this knowingness, is this awareness of how things are. Without, and the development of this is more difficult. I mean, everybody, that's right, yeah, now it's nice, you know, and it goes smooth, you know, and there's a nice feeling, and then we drift off to the feeling, and then the feeling disappears, and then, what happened, yeah? No. Developing the knowingnesses, yeah? Being aware of the breath, and in the beginning we can use these labels, yeah? Okay, in-breath, or out-breath, or, you know, switching from in-breath to out-breath, or beginning of in-breath, yeah? Until this knowingness, you know, I mean that comes before the thought or becomes before the label, yeah, is enough, yeah, and then we don't need the label anymore.